It is Thursday, May 8th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The Rogers Historical Museum presents Hog Wild, Our Area's Love Affair with the Pig, on exhibit now through August 9th. This exhibit features the museum's collection and private collections, reflecting the broad appeal of the pig in Arkansas, from farming, sausage making, art, and Razorback memorabilia. Located in historic downtown Rogers, 621-1154, or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information.
Support for KUAF comes from Greenhouse Grill. Featuring a seasonal menu of organic, locally grown produce and all natural meats, plus organic beer and wines. Live weekly music and full service catering available. Located at 481 South School in Fayetteville's Mill District. And on the web at greenhousegrill.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we visit the tradition surrounding Ozark foods, and we learn the secret to a perfect pot of beans.
Plus, we continue our series with the gubernatorial candidates in Arkansas with a talk with Asa Hutchinson. The former congressman is seeking the Republican nomination.
Those stories and more, but first, President Obama is promising Arkansans in areas devastated by last week's tornado that the federal government will be there to help them rebuild. Yesterday, the president toured a hard-hit neighborhood in Valonia, meeting residents, first responders, and emergency workers.
You know, more than any disaster, it is that dedication and that commitment to each other that truly defines this town. As one resident said, we just say a prayer and then get to work. So the people of Valonia and all the other towns devastated by the storm understand there's a lot of work that remains to be done, but I'm here to remind them that they're not doing this work alone. Your country's going to be here for you. We're going to support you every step of the way. You are in our thoughts and prayers.
President Obama assured disaster-stricken residents the government wouldn't leave until the area has recovered from the storm's aftermath.
The federal government's going to be right here until we get these communities rebuilt. Because when something like this happens to a wonderful community like this, when it happens to all of us. And, you know, we got to be there for them.
The president was joined for the tour by Governor Mike Beebe, Congressman Tim Griffin, and Senator Mark Pryor. Governor Beebe praised the response by the federal government.
Right now they're doing what they should be doing. You recall, I think, how critical I was of FEMA back in 07 when I thought they were woefully inadequate after the Dumas tornado. But since then, they've done a great job. And so if I'm going to bust them out for doing a bad job, I need to acknowledge when they do a good job, and they're doing a good job.
Meanwhile, FEMA is opening a disaster recovery center in another hard-hit community, Mayflower. Recovery specialists will be on hand to answer questions and assist those who felt an impact by the tornado.
State finance officials told legislators yesterday that trends in revenue collections and economic forecasts do not warrant any adjustment in the official revenue forecast for fiscal years 2014 or 2015. Department of Finance and Administration Deputy Director Tim Leathers said one reason adjustments aren't necessary is because Arkansas correctly anticipated the impact of federal tax changes by reducing related revenue projections.
I think we're pretty close on target. Unlike a lot of other states we're seeing around the country that didn't do that for whatever reason, we don't know. And now they're having a shortfall as a result of it and having to deal with that. And there'll be more reports of that as they close out their fiscal years. All of them don't report on the month. But the states that didn't realize that or chose to ignore that are suffering at this time. So we did not do that.
The sparsely attended Joint Committee of the Economic and Tax Policy Committees generated a few questions about the expected surplus at the end of the fiscal year. Finance officials did not give a firm estimate, but suggested it may be between $50 and $70 million.
Little Rock-based Windstream posted less than favorable first quarter earnings. For the quarter that ended March 31st, the telecom and network service company reported revenue and sales of nearly $1.5 billion, a decline of more than $31 million from the same quarter 1 year ago. Net income also dropped from $52.3 million a year ago to $16 million for the first quarter this year.
Although some expected him to get the top lobbying job with the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, State Senator Johnny Key has instead been chosen to serve as the Associate Vice President for the University of Arkansas System. Key has represented Mountain Home in both houses of the state legislature and has been in the Senate since 2008, where he has served as chairman of the Senate Education Committee and vice chairman of the Joint Budget Committee. In his new position with the UA system, Key will coordinate the system's governmental relations as an assistant to Melissa Rust, the vice president for university relations. No specific start date has been named yet, but Senator Key will reportedly begin in the position after the end of his term in the legislature at the end of this year.
It may come as little surprise to those who have been paying attention to the Fayetteville Planning Commission and the City Council recently, but it's now official. Whole Foods has officially announced it intends to open its first Northwest Arkansas store in Fayetteville. According to the City Wire, the Austin-based grocer confirmed the store in an earnings report earlier this week. The store will be built near the intersection of College Avenue and Millsap Road at the site of a former car dealership. Earlier this week, the Fayetteville City Council voted to spend $150,000 to install a new traffic signal for the planned shopping center. When complete, the Fayetteville store will be the second Whole Foods in the state and will be one of 500 stores the grocer plans to have open by 2017.
An Ohio-based supply chain solutions company will soon buy a part of the vacant Whirlpool manufacturing site in Fort Smith. Spartan Logistics has announced that it intends to acquire the nearly 620,000-square-foot warehouse and distribution facility at the Whirlpool site. Spartan currently has a dozen employees in Fort Smith, but when the space is fully utilized as part of the company's expansion, Spartan's Fort Smith operation could employ as many as 200. The company provides many supply chain services such as packaging handling, light manufacturing, packaging assembly, inventory controls, and other needs.
Early voting for primary and judicial elections well underway in Arkansas. As of the beginning of the day today, the Arkansas Secretary of State's office reports 20,847 early ballots have been cast and nearly 2,700 absentee ballots have been recorded.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight with a 70% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, a 60% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley with overnight lows around 63 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76 in northwest Arkansas, and in the Arkansas River Valley, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 82.